You talk about the African nation of Niger. It's tragic over there. Right now, they're dying. They're dying of food shortages, massive food shortages. But what's the equation here? Why are you putting that into the mix?
Well, because it's, again, we go back to the prophecy, and it says famines and troubles. Very specific, famines and troubles. We'll talk about troubles in a little bit. But certainly, when we're looking at Niger, let me scroll down to the story. It says, what they are saying is that this is the worst crisis in living memory. They're saying 16.7% of our children under age of 5 are acutely malnourished. I mean, you don't hear this on the 6 o'clock news. And again, if it was just one isolated incident, you know, World Vision or an aid, but there's so many of these things happening. I mean, we haven't even been able to really help Haiti yet. And that's this year. You know, 200,000 people died in that. Okay, you know, it lasted a couple of days of a news cycle. People move on. They don't think about it anymore. Same thing with Niger. Same deal. But it's there and it's happening. That's their worldview. That's what these people face. The drought is so severe. There's no food coming in, and
they even stopped feeding families that have children that are over 2 years old because of shortages. They can't even take care of them now.
It's atrocious to think that someone would die. I mean, look, we go down to our supermarkets, we walk down these aisles like it's, you know, like we're entitled. And I say that, you know, I every time, sometimes I go into Costco with my wife and I'll go and I'll point her and say, look up. And we'll look up, and you see the infrastructure that's in this country. The shelves are literally stocked with goods up to the ceiling. Most people never look up. They're just too busy putting stuff in the cart. But when we look up, what that shows us is the infrastructure, the wealth of this country, how absolutely we are blessed beyond any other culture, society on the history of the planet. We live like kings. We go down to the market, and what do you want for dinner tonight, honey? And there's everything right there at arm's length. Well, you go to Niger, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. They are back literally in some areas like the Stone Age. There's no running water. There's no electricity. And so the people are starving. And what do you do with that? I mean,
and again, you see these as all harbingers of things. This is all part of a bigger puzzle, isn't it?
Well, it links back specifically into the prophecy. Again, I'll just read it. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places, famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. And so, again, if we were to take one or two of these, but we're painting a picture here, George, and I think we're doing it, you know, in a really point by point, line by line way. And again, this is on my blog, so you can go there, you can click the link and read the story yourself. This stuff is all within the last 10 days. I made sure I picked all the stories within a 10-day period. And I mean, if I go back further, then, you know, you look at the Haitian earthquake, 200,000 people. I mean, that's, I can't even get my head around that. I can't imagine it. And this is what we're seeing, and it seems to be accelerating. These events seem to be accelerating. Everything is moving and pressing towards something, it seems like.
Let me ask you this, because I want to talk about it next hour, but this is just driving me nuts. You mention crop circles and UFOs, so I'm sure you're convinced there's some tie-in with this as well. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that next hour, because this gets even absolutely more fascinating. They just said that the Gulf Stream is slowing down, maybe even stopping. Do you think it's because of this oil spill, or is this something that just happened to happen?
Well, this gets into the man-made disasters, and it's from a doctor. It's an Italian, what is he? Let me see here. He's a physicist, Italian theoretical physicist. His name is Dr. Zangari. Okay, he was saying, and there's a link again on my blog site. Go check it out yourself. He's talking about the fact that the Gulf Stream has stalled because of the Coriatix and the oil spill itself. I watched a video today of a small single-engine plane flying over the Gulf today, dated today. It's on, once again, it's on the blog site in the comments section. And this guy is like showing he's out, you know, it's 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles. And at one point, there are four fires going on in the Gulf because that's what they're doing. They're trying to burn off the oil, which sends toxic fumes into the air. An hour later, there's seven of these fires. This goes on 24/7 in the Gulf. There are miles, literally, he says hundreds of miles of oil slicks. And then he flies down lower, and you see this pod of dolphins. Half of them are dead. The other, I mean, it's heartbreaking, absolutely mind-blowing and heartbreaking, the devastation that's really going on in the Gulf. What we see is some nice guy in a commercial, and I'm so-and-so from BP, and I'm going to stay till this thing gets cleaned up. Okay, we got that. That's great. We're glad you're there. In the meantime, it's probably the greatest ecological disaster that we've ever faced. If the Gulf Stream has stalled, and it has done this before, it's not like it's the first time that the Gulf Stream has stalled. You're looking at a mini ice age, if it's true, if it's really true. If the Gulf Stream has stalled, and look, I'm just one guy here, but I'm looking at this guy's work, and it seems like it's hard to vet. He's sort of backed off the thing now. Is he being pressured? We don't know. But he sort of backed off, and well, you know, I'm not sure, that type of thing. But at first, he was very adamant. These images have been doctored. These images are what's really going on. He believes that the Gulf Stream has stalled. And that loop current, which goes from the Gulf of Mexico up the eastern seaboard of the United States, around Newfoundland, down England, and then back over Spain, Portugal, and then comes back, that's the loop. And it brings that warm current in, which creates the weather patterns that we have. If it stalls, you're looking at a mini ice age. In a mini ice age, you're looking at food shortages. Nothing ripens. Look, I'm in California, as I mentioned earlier. I've got two gardens, all right? And I've got a corn patch, and I've got grapes. It is now August 16th. My grapes have not turned purple. That's a first. Those grapes are.
And I'm sure you're not alone, right?
I'm not alone. And we haven't had zucchini this year. I finally got my first two zucchinis, and the plants are like 3 feet. They're huge, but nothing is ripening. Nothing is growing.
What? Why?
Because we were in this fog. I call it the no summer bummer summer because we've had no summer. It's been nothing but fog and marine layer. So it's like nothing is ripening here. This is sort of like what a mini ice age, except it would be a lot more severe. Crops don't ripen, and then you're looking at food shortages. So, you know, look, if the Gulf Stream, and time will tell, at some point it will become self-evident if the Gulf Stream has really stopped or not. We're going to find out. But we get all these other anomalies. Last week in New Jersey, tens of thousands of fish wash up on shore. In Florida this week, stingrays beaching themselves, sharks beaching themselves, pods of stingrays. Like a couple of hundred stingrays just in like shallow water, looking for a way out because there is no way out.